This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Two teenagers accused of murder escaped over the weekend from a youth jail in Louisiana, less than 2 weeks after one of them already escaped earlier in November. 17-year-olds David Atkins and Willie Jackson escaped late Saturday night from the East Baton Rouge Juvenile Detention Center in Louisiana. Officials are dumbfounded and don't know how they escaped. Baton Rouge Police and the U.S. Marshals Service have launched a search, and on the fourth day, the first-degree murder suspects remain at large and are considered armed and dangerous. Both teens have dreadlocks covering half their face. The University of California, Berkeley, is one of many facing a lawsuit accusing the school of failing to stop the spread of anti-Semitism on campus. The Brandeis Center for Human Rights under law filed the suit in federal court yesterday. It claims that the court needs to intervene to protect students and faculty to end anti-Semitic discrimination and harassment. The suit claims on-campus displays of hatred, harassment, and physical violence against Jews have erupted since October 7th. Harvard University has now been added to a list of colleges across the country under federal investigation for turning a blind eye to anti-Semitism on campus. Presidential candidate Nikki Haley is picking up a big endorsement.
The Political Action Network, financed largely by billionaire Charles Koch, has endorsed the former South Carolina governor's bid for the White House. The group Americans for Prosperity Action said Haley has what it takes to lead a policy agenda to take on our nation's biggest challenges. I'm John Schaefer.
After 17 days, the 41 trapped construction workers in a collapsed tunnel in the Himalayas are now safe. Indian rescuers drilled through debris for many days to reach them. The under-construction highway tunnel collapsed November 12th. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's only one person to blame for the border crisis, Biden.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell emphasizes that addressing the Biden administration's border crisis is the first step to improving border security.
On President Biden's watch, record-setting illegal migration has strained border protection facilities and personnel to their breaking point.
On the Senate floor Tuesday, he said illegal migration has created an urgent need for reform in the asylum and parole systems. McConnell insists on implementing meaningful policy changes for the southern border before any additional national security legislation can be considered by the Senate. I'm John Schaefer.
Roughly 100 million people on the East Coast are facing freezing temperatures as a cold front hit the region yesterday and will continue today. Jesse Kirsch on NBC News.
We've got these brutal wind gusts. They're churning up waters right near Lake Erie, and it's these blasts of cold air combining with the waters out on the Great Lakes that have turned parts of the region into a snow globe.
The National Weather Service says high temperatures are expected to be as much as 20 degrees below average in parts of the Midwest, Great Lakes, and Ohio Valley, as well as areas of the East Coast. Parts of Texas and Florida are expected to be colder as well. Freezing temperatures in the 20s are expected in New York City and Washington, D.C., and Atlanta getting below freezing temperatures for the first time this year. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. By the way, it is the season, right, for giving, and you know us. We're givers. And I've got a great subscription for you. You know, we love Great American Pure Flix, and their Christmas promotion this year is outstanding. All you have to do, if you're interested in a free subscription for 6 months, okay, you can binge to your heart's content, because Great American Pure Flix, known for their Christmas movies that are all throughout the season. This will take you all the way through Easter, okay, and all the great movies that they put on there. And this is a subscription, a free subscription for 6 months. And all you have to do is send me an email. It comes to me directly, bill@billmartinezlive.com. In the subject, say, I'm a winner, okay, so that I know what is in reference to, and that you participate in the correct promotion, and you could possibly win, no purchase necessary, you could possibly win 6 months absolutely free subscription to Great American Pure Flix. Enjoy these great holiday movies, binge to your heart's content. Like this week, for example, the theme is Celebrate Coming Home. I'll be home for Christmas, is everyone's hope. Enjoy movies that help us feel like we're home, no matter where we are. So get that email off to me. And we'd love to send a free subscription for 6 months so you can binge to your heart's content all these great holiday movies just to get you underway and keep you in the mood. Scott Powell is with us. Speaking of being in the mood, the author of Rediscovering America, currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute, a member of committee on this present danger, China. Scott, happy Thanksgiving post. How are you?
I'm very well, Bill. Great to be with you.
Yes, I take it you had a great holiday, good fun with everyone. Nobody from the family came in with their anti-MAGA talking points from the Biden campaign?
No.
Can you believe this? I mean, this is amazing. And this is like for real. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up, that the administration is so desperate. You know, that they want to make sure that if you're going to be at the holiday dinners and everything, don't forget to take your guide to help you respond to those MAGA nutcases of your family members, because they're going to attack you and try and tell you that, you know, we don't have inflation under control, and, you know, the border is wide open, and all those other lies that, you know, those Trump fanatics are prone to tell you, right?
Well, it's so ludicrous. It's not even really worth responding to that. You know, when you think about, you know, how America was in the 4 years of the Trump administration, and what has happened since that time, mm-hmm. that everyone can see. I mean, the chaos in the cities alone is enough is proof enough. But there's so many other things. So I don't think this is going to have any traction, or did have any traction on Thanksgiving.
Well, it's just something to talk about. Babylon Bee can have fun with it, and
yeah. You
know, that sort of thing. I mean, obviously, I think the sentiment of where this nation is right now is that we're worn out, you know, for all the fussing and fighting. You know, it is time for us to get united here, to get this country back on track, and for us to reclaim our rightful birthright heritage, which we're reminded of with Thanksgiving to begin with. I mean, here is the first national holiday that, as you and I talked about, that George Washington declared, you know, for this, you know, for our country. And it has been a tradition, and you think about it, see, I think we're the only country that has a Thanksgiving Day that leads into this, you know, unique season of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it really is
right?
Quite incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That Thanksgiving sort of is the prelude to really the greatest holiday. You could say Easter is equally great, mm-hmm. because Christ would not have been who he was and what he did without, of course, the Easter resurrection. But it is to go into this season with a grateful heart is very, very important, because we are very fortunate and blessed people.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing is, what provides for all this, Scott, and that you write about in your book, is liberty. And I think that, you know, we don't talk about that as much as we should, to really elevate the conversation and the perspective and the worldview of what liberty means. You know, of all the countries on the planet, how many even have a document that, you know, that reinforces, you know, the liberty and freedoms that are available here in this country? Whatever we don't have in, you know, that has been given to us, that, you know, we're told they're inalienable, God-given rights. Whatever we don't have is because we've chosen to subordinate that and turn it over to ruling elites. But it doesn't mean that we can't claim it back. Because in God's economy of things is that we can claim it back. And I think that there's a movement in this country, at least this is what I'm seeing, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm seeing, you know, people realizing, wait a minute, that Constitution has meaning. And it has led this country for 247 years, and we shouldn't let go of it this easy.
No, we should never, you know, it needs to be appreciated and reinforced. And in the book, Rediscovering America, the very final so-called holiday chapters is the chapter on Constitution Day, which is an underappreciated holiday because it's not a day off. It's not a federal national holiday. It's what's known as a national observance holiday. And originally, it was founded with the idea that on September 17th, which is Constitution Day, that all public schools would suspend their normal teaching of curriculum and focus only on the Constitution in every grade all day on September 17th every year. And think if that actually was done by our public schools. By the time a student graduated from high school, they would be equipped to be citizens because they understand the Constitution.
Exactly.
But today, very few people are really equipped to be citizens. They don't take it seriously. They are kind of checked out. And it's so important to be, you know, you don't have to know all the nuances of foreign and domestic policy. And in some ways, the best, way to think about political participation is just reflecting on, are we better off today than
exactly
we were at the end of the last administration? And if the answer is no, then you vote against that party.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is what's happening, is that, you know, look at these polling numbers. You know, the Democrats are in a tizzy over it because they see that the ship is sinking. Well, and obviously it should. The policies they've enacted have destroyed our economy. They've destroyed our standing internationally. You know, we're not you know, participating on an international level in the way that we traditionally have. We've been the moral compass for so many countries, and we're MIA right now. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Scott Powell after this.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
And independent, just we'd like to hear from us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Scott Powell is with us, the author of Rediscovering America, a must-read book. If you haven't gotten your hands on this book, shame on you. You need to get your hands on this book because this is where we are. I mean, we're not discovering America. We're rediscovering. You know, what I love about the book is that you remind us, Scott, that it's not like we're trying to reinvent the wheel.
you can't rediscover something if you haven't discovered it in the first place, right? So we've got that to look at, you know, and that's why we've talked about going back to first principles. You've got to re-embrace those principles that truly made America great, that set us on a trajectory to become a, you know, the superpower that we are. But it is all slipping away in this very generation because we've been so casual about the things that have made this country great. We're being invaded. You know, as you and I were talking off air here, it's like the book of Nehemiah, of the walls have fallen. You know, we're, our walls are down. We're being invaded, not just in South, in you know, the South or North borders, you know, or even by plane and by ship, people are coming in. You know, what, 100, they're saying now, it used to be 162, I think the latest, about 173 nations are represented in this migration that's come into our country that we know very little about, other than its big numbers, and Mayorkas has no clue, really, other than, you know, somebody is telling him he's doing a great job. The American people would dare to differ greatly and passionately, but he doesn't care. Because who's ever, you know, giving him his paycheck and his standing is telling him he's doing a great job. Just, you know, keep it up. Keep up the propaganda. And, you know, we're at 10 million and counting, and we'll probably feel better when it gets up to 20 or 30 million, right?
Yes. Yeah. Now, addressing what you just said, Bill, you know, the article that I wrote, I think it was, you know, the article right before Thanksgiving was called The New World Order, the Road to Serfdom and Tyranny. And I point out in there that this New World Order, which is very, very real, its agenda is multifaceted, the main tenets of which are, one, depopulation and mass migration. And that's happening now in America. It happened in Europe for the last two decades. Second, de-Christianizing the West. That's happened in Europe, and it's, you know, it certainly happened in America. Mm-hmm. Ending national sovereignty and autonomy. In other words, this notion of no borders is actually a planned event. The
exactly.
New World Order wants to see borders removed. And it also leads to, you know, a radical, their agenda is a radical reduction of privacy. There would be no privacy in the New World Order. There would be mass surveillance if we adopt a central bank digital currency. It would be tied to a social credit score system like China has. And by the way, we can see the future in looking at China if we don't stop this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Chinese people have lost all their freedom. They appear to be able to go to the store and do things, but they don't have freedom of speech. And should their behavior challenge the government anyway, they would lose all of their ability. Their social credit score would be dropped. They would lose access to their money. They couldn't, you know, they couldn't get a loan. They couldn't, buy, you know, buy property.
Mm-hmm. They're being sent to camps for re-educational purposes, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And didn't we hear that from Hillary Clinton?
I was just going to say exactly. You just took the words right out of my mouth. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Well, we needed to be. I think she used the word deprogramming, as I recall.
Yeah. Right.
Which is crazy. A free people can't be deprogrammed. It's only, you know, ideologically, an ideologically controlled person, a person that believes a false view of the world, a false narrative. They're the ones that probably need to. I don't like the idea of deprogramming anyone, but unfortunately, people are no longer thinking as they used to think. They're no longer have a critical the ability to think critically. Many Americans, we really dumbed down our people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how you control, you know, millions of people.
Absolutely.
You know, Germany did it successfully. Empires have done this in the past, through, might makes right. We're going to go back into the dark ages with this. And America seems to be the only nation that has a flicker of light and hope that's still gleaming here. And we cannot let this go, because the alternative is this new world order that has been marching ever so consistently, progressively through all the institutions here in this country and around the world. Scott Powell, to your point.
Absolutely. I mean, there is reason for for hope. We've seen some interesting political developments, primarily outside of the United States. I mean, we had the election of an anti-establishment candidate in Italy. That's Meloni.
Right.
We have now in Argentina. A strong libertarian, and Holland, which has really been captured by the New World Order. You know, many of the farms in Holland, and they're a very large agricultural exporter. They're number two to America. Did you know that? That Holland is the number two exporter of food in the world. Unbelievable, that little country exports all that food. Wow. Well, the New World Order wanted to stop that, and they made progress in taking over their political system. And the government decided that farms should be closed, essentially, that farmers would be bought out and those properties would be converted away from agriculture. Guess what? We now have a new prime minister in Holland who is totally anti-New World Order. Mm-hmm. Geert Wilders is his name, and he's a very interesting and very smart guy. I've met him personally.
Yeah.
So there's hope in Holland now. One of the most progressive countries in Europe has basically said no to the New World Order.
Yeah. How about Holland first, right?
Yeah.
Holland first.
Holland first.
Yeah. Exactly. Interesting where that came from. I think they're all realizing this. And look at even Canada. You know, Canada's pulling away. You know, from Justin Trudeau. With some of this influence in communistic ideology that Trudeau has tried to, you know, put upon the people there. So there's some tension that's in a positive manner that's happening. I mean, even in this country, look what's happening with DEI. You've got corporate America realizing that this is a bunch of bunk. I mean, this is where you can say thank God for the free market system and even the greed of corporate America when they, they'll live with a mistake only so long. And when it begins to become injurious and hurt their bottom line, I mean, this has been taken a little bit longer because of the ideology and the emotions of it all. But they're wising up and saying, DEI is DIE. It's dead. You know, we've got to move away from it. And, even Disney is trying to, reinvent themselves. Bud Light still, they've done so much damage to their brand, giving up their number one position. I don't know if they'll ever be able to come back because of the damage that they've done. But these are just common sense things. And again, this reinforces the idea of rediscovering America, the fact that, this is about us coming back to first principles and embracing those values that truly has made America great. Right, Scott?
Absolutely. No, we are the people of light. You know, freedom, a free society is a happier society. It's a society in which the competition of ideas brings out the truth. And so we have so much to celebrate in terms of the traditions that were established through our Constitution. And, really all of our solutions are there. There's reason for hope, and sometimes
there really is, again, because we've experienced it. And you were talking about how these forces have done everything they could to eradicate Christianity, and look at the health of the nations as a result of Christian values being taken out of these countries. It's been a disaster.
It's been a disaster, absolutely,
yeah, without a doubt. Scott Powell, appreciate you. Thank you so much for being with us. You take
Great
care.
Well.
Okay. You got it.
Thank you.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. Two teenagers accused of murder escaped over the weekend from a youth jail in Louisiana, less than 2 weeks after one of them already escaped earlier in November. 17-year-olds David Atkins and Willie Jackson escaped late Saturday night from the East Baton Rouge Juvenile Detention Center in Louisiana. Officials are dumbfounded and don't know how they escaped. Baton Rouge police and the U.S. Marshals Service have launched a search, and on the fourth day, the first-degree murder suspects remain at large and are considered armed and dangerous. Presidential candidate Nikki Haley is picking up a big endorsement.
The Political Action Network, financed largely by billionaire Charles Koch, has endorsed the former South Carolina governor's bid for the White House. The group Americans for Prosperity Action said Haley has what it takes to lead a policy agenda to take on our nation's biggest challenges. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, it's the season for holiday shopping, right? And as inflation rises, business owners must navigate the retail landscape by understanding consumer shopping patterns. We're fortunate to have Roshan Junja, head of retail at Square, here to share valuable insights into December's holiday shopping trends, fresh from the bustling Black Friday and Cyber Monday weekend. He's also going to talk about tools to empower business owners to streamline their operations, manage employee staffing, and adapt to changing customer behaviors. Roshan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm excited to talk about this. I love small business. I love what Square is doing here in order to help the business community. And, you know, even though these are tough times, we've got a lot of tough businesses out there that are willing to adapt to the current conditions, right?
Absolutely. Businesses are extremely resilient, and they had definitely some good news coming out of this weekend.
Well, you know, was optimistic going into it because this is a little bit longer season because Thanksgiving was earlier this year. So I looked for, better numbers and some optimism in spite of some of the other indicators. What did you think?
Yeah, so we actually surveyed going into the season, and we also found optimism on both sides of it. We saw consumers telling us that they plan to, many of them, increase their budgets to account for inflation because it's still really important to preserve the gift giving. And then we saw also on the business side of things that they were preparing for, a strong holiday shopping period. So definitely optimism going in as well.
Yeah, I think the traditional attitude, it's better to give, you know, than receive, is still there. The spirit of giving, in spite of how tough things may be, I think people are happier when they're in a giving mood, I think. What do you say?
Yeah, I think that's, definitely a great thing to pull from this, which is, even in times where inflation is cutting into budgets and people are, feeling that pinch remains really important to them to celebrate by giving gifts.
So what consumer trends are you seeing coming out of Black Friday and Cyber Monday?
Yeah, so we saw consumers turning out in droves to support their favorite businesses. Four high-level stats that I would call out here. The first is holidays are beyond traditional retail. So we saw across Square and Afterpay 70 million transactions over this weekend, but that includes restaurants, which saw a 15% increase in transactions, and more beauty sellers leaning into the shopping weekend. So obviously strong for retailers, but strong also for the experience side of things. In-person shopping grew. We saw that is up by about 15%. And so people are definitely interested in coming out to look and to touch and feel in person. But online remains super important. We saw online cart sizes were 3.9 times higher than in-person. So that just reinforces the power of online and the need to sell across channels. We also saw buy now, pay later usage up. So this is something that we kind of expected and people indicated they would use. And sure enough, Afterpay transactions increased 19% as consumers are looking for more choice and flexibility as they check out during the holidays.
You know, it's interesting to see that the numbers of people, you know, going in store, that increases. You know, just something about getting into the holiday spirit, even though you may have a challenge finding a parking spot occasionally. It's just worth the experience to go into some of these retail outlets. It's a bit of, I don't know, maybe holiday amusement. What do you think, Rashawn?
Yeah, I think if you're like me, Bill, and you put off decorating the home and you need to kind of get the tinsel and the tree out, it's great to be able to go into the store to get into the holiday mood because they've got the decorations and the music, and it definitely is really festive out there.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I find sometimes, just me, you know, that, you know, I can go walk through the malls, and like I said, even though it may be a little bit of a challenge finding a parking space, but it's just festive, you know, and especially when you're not feeling like, oh, I've got to hurry and I'm on a mission. I'm just going to enjoy the ambiance, and we're grateful for retail, you know, and I think that maybe sometimes they're underappreciated for all the great work they do during the holiday season and making it look so festive for all of us to be able to enjoy, right?
Yeah, I think that's true, Bill. You know, from talking to a lot of business owners, it certainly is a lot of work and preparation and early mornings and, you know, the decoration and kind of creating the right mood. But I'm with you. It's a very different thing to be purchasing online, you know, from the comfort of home versus being in a location where you're surrounded by lots of other shoppers doing the same thing in the same mood, all in the holiday spirit. It's definitely a great feeling to be able to shop in person.
Yeah, some great positive holiday energy. What can businesses expect for the rest of the holiday season, Rashawn, and how should they prepare?
Yeah, so three key things I'd say here, Bill. The first is that Black Friday, Cyber Monday is only beginning. We know that there's still 4 weekends left, and if last year's any indication, sales increase each weekend as we get closer to Christmas. And so I would say ensure your business is adequately staffed. So a really big part of handling those holiday shopping crowds is to make sure that folks are on hand to answer questions, help with merchandise. Discounting is also going to be important. We know that a lot of consumers this year, almost 70%, in fact, of Americans are kind of actively bargain hunting, trying to make their budgets stretch farther. And so we see an average discount of 22% this year, with 35% more sellers offering discounts. So they're aware of and offering discounts. That's going to be important to prepare. The second point I'd make is that consumers are still driving very diverse shopping habits. So they're shopping in person and online. And so you can expect a mix going into the rest of the season. Having an omnichannel strategy is going to be key. So this is flexible payment options like buy now, pay later. It's pre-orders to help generate some excitement and grow sales. And then subscriptions. We saw this grow 31%. It's a great way to build recurring revenue. And then the final point, and this one I make every year, and it continues to be a pretty powerful one, is gift cards. Gift cards range supreme. You saw 338,000 gift cards sold already. The fun fact is that gift card loads on average are about $130 for the first few weeks in December. And last year we saw that peaking at around $223 on the 21st. And so it's that last minute guilt buying, you know, the folks that put off the shopping that can really drive up those gift card sales. But that's a great opportunity for sellers to grow their revenue, making sure they offer those gift cards both online and in person.
Can you imagine what life was like without gift cards? It's amazing. That is altered the process. You know, and I'm happy to hear you talk about customer service. This is a great chance for, you know, businesses to really shine because, you know, the one-on-one contact. Yes, people like the convenience of online shopping. There's some positives there. But when you have them, you know, in a sense, captive in your own brick-and-mortar store, that is a real special opportunity for you to maintain a relationship with the customer, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a really powerful experience that you get to. And it's, you know, multi-sensory. A lot of store owners out there are really cultivating that experiential, you know, sometimes it's the fragrance, the sound, the music, you know, and the ability to just directly connect with a customer and to build loyalty and to really explain what your brand is about to keep them coming back.
That's a great opportunity to remind your customer why they like coming to your store. Yes, you know, the convenience of internet, no question whatsoever. We get that. But, you know, we like the human contact, especially during the holiday season, don't we, Rashawn?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that I prioritize. I don't love when my kids grab everything off the shelves, but I do find time to get in and see Santa and do some shopping.
Yeah, just get all in the festive mood. Rashawn Jhunjha has been with us. He's the head of retail, general manager of retail at Square. His vision is to empower retailers of all sizes to thrive by leveraging world-class design and Square's unique platform approach. Rashawn, you've given us a lot of great information. You kept the spirit going strong here, and we got four wonderful weeks to look forward to for retail, for small businesses and businesses in general. Where can they go for more information as we wrap things up?
Yeah, so for more information, Bill, I would direct folks to square.com. They can see all the stats that I've been talking about and more.
Well, Rashawn, cannot thank you enough. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Great to have you with us. You take care.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Thanks to Total Wine, you save more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and More. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Miss Kay Robertson is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about The Blind, the family movie that was released digitally earlier this month, now available on Blu-ray and DVD. Incredible success with this movie based on the life of Phil and Kay Robertson from A&E's Duck Dynasty. It was, the film hit number one, I should say, in pre-sales on Amazon during its first weekend across all movies and TV. It's currently number four in overall DVD sales and number one in faith and spirituality. The Blind was Fathom's best-selling film yet. Miss Kay, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here.
Are you excited about the success of your life story on the big screen?
Yeah, every time somebody talks about it, I tear up because I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's how difficult was it? I mean, you know, this movie is very raw. You know, I told people when I saw the screening of it, I said, wow, this is very vulnerable and very raw. And how are people going to respond to it? Are you surprised at the response to it, number one? And number two, were you a bit nervous with how open and vulnerable you were with your life?
Well, we're used to being that open and honest like that, but yes, on this movie, as big as it was and going where it went, I was thinking, I don't know how people are going to take that, but it shocked me that it's done so well. I've really been shocked.
Well, long before Phil and became a reality TV star, he fell in love with Miss Kay, started a family. But his demons threatened to tear their lives apart. Set in the backwoods swamps of 1960s Louisiana, The Blind shares never-before-revealed moments in Phil's life as he seeks to conquer the shame of his past, ultimately finding redemption in an unlikely place. This stunning cinematic journey chronicles the love story that launched a dynasty, the turmoil that nearly brought it crashing down, and the hope that rose from the ashes to create a foundation for generations to come. Miss Kay, and I guess that really sums it up, is that we're reminded that we serve a loving God, that He is interested in everyone's life, and He went after Phil. He went after your family to make sure that you came into the fold, right?
That's right. Yeah, he really got a hold of Phil for 10 years.
Wow. And you're there every step of the way. You're battling because, you know, when somebody's the whole family's battling the demons. It's not just one person, right?
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. And so what was going through your mind as this, because did this, you know, come upon suddenly? I mean,
you know, based on the movie, it seemed like, you know, like anybody that first gets married, it's all roses, rainbows, and unicorns. And then all of a sudden, things start coming out. How did that evolve for you and your relationship with Phil?
Well, because he was, you know, on the Louisiana Tech football team. And so when we went to college for him to get his scholarship, we went to Ruston, Louisiana, where his college was. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there were very few married boys that played football, maybe just a handful. Mm-hmm. And so what would happen is they would have to sometimes spend a month in the dorm doing special practice because they wanted them, you know, to just concentrate on football.
Right.
And I think in that time, Phil realized that he was so young to be married and, you know, he would go and do stuff with them and be like he was single again. So then that's when he started the walk with the devil. And, you know, that was going back and forth. And for it lasted about 10 years.
Wow.
But he definitely walked with the devil in those years.
Yeah, well, he's away from you. He's not accountable to you and the marriage. How were you doing, Miss Kay, during that period of time?
I was pretty sad.
Yeah, I bet.
I was doing my best to raise Alan by myself, basically. Mm. And, you know, I had to work. It was hard. Mm. It was really hard. But I kept thinking that maybe when he graduates and gets away from those boys and all that, that he would straighten up.
He would grow up here, yeah. And so for you, where were you in your spiritual relationship with God at this point? You're basically, you become a single mom in a sense, don't you?
I do. And I found it really hard because at that time I looked real, because I was young. I was very young, still a teenager. And I looked younger than I was because that's just the way I was. And so when I was up at, I'd go to church and take the baby, Alan, then people didn't always just welcome. They would look at me like, what happened to her? You know?
Right. Yeah.
And that's a shame. And we have things that happen like that. Mm-hmm. And so I got embarrassed to go to church. So I just quit going.
Wow. So here it is, your lifeline to God is in a sense cut off, and this is unfortunate. You know, sometimes, you know, the church can be that way. And I know that you and Phil, I mean, I've had so many conversations with, you know, Phil and your family. It's an honor finally to be talking to you. You know, I shared before we started, recording here that, you know, Phil keeps inviting me up for your biscuits. And, you know, I said, quit tempting me here. I'm going to show up at the door and you better not be shooting at me because, you know, I'm just here because you told me I was going to get biscuits.
I know. He tells everybody, come get the biscuits. They are good.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I can't wait. I can't wait to be able to enjoy that opportunity. So, but like I said, it's unfortunate sometimes the church that is supposed to be welcoming that, you know, his members have received forgiveness from God, and yet for some, you know, I don't know. It's unfortunate.
We're not perfect. And I think we've come a long way since then, because that was a lot of years ago.
Right.
And I think now we see it different when we would welcome somebody like I was. But at that time, they just wasn't open and didn't know what to do in that situation. And now we look for people like me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. At least I do, constantly. Right. To know.
Well, yeah, because of all you went through, I mean, you want to be that, you know, that light of love and compassion to somebody and find out what their story is, right?
That's exactly right.
Uh-huh. So what was the biggest challenge, you know, for you having this movie made about your life?
Well, just that everybody would know everything about us, everything. Mm-hmm. And we didn't, you know, we told it all and you can see in the movie, I mean, at least they tried to keep Phil when he was bad. He really wasn't as bad on the movie as he really was.
Right.
You know, because you couldn't show that. Mm-hmm. Then nobody'd go see it. It would be too bad.
Yeah. Well, like you said, I think the reason it's so relatable, Miss Kay, is that that's all of us in our fallen nature, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's why we need Jesus. Your favorite scenes in the movie, which stuck out for you and why?
Well, I loved the bathroom scene that we had, you know, because that was just when it just really came to me that, you know, can I really hope for this and pray for this, or is it not going to happen? It was just like 10 years of battling something all of a sudden catches up with you and you think, is this going to happen? Right. You know, that was my questioning thing. But the fact when Phil, you know, gave it up and saw that what he thought he wanted was not what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he came back in that comeback and the way he was with the boys, how happy they were to see him, it was like somebody died and they came back alive.
Wow.
In another form. And when we just kind of hid out for a while, we really did. So his old friends couldn't find him.
Right.
And that was really a special time.
Yeah, I bet. Well, in a time for healing, you needed to call time out from all those outside forces and influences, and it really had to be a situation, and I think this happens quite often with families, is you bear down and you just focus on the family unit, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. We hid out and focused on the family unit.
Exactly. So what do you hope audiences are going to take away from seeing this film, Ms. Kay?
Well, we already know now. We have heard reports of marriages that were fixing to go under who went to see our movie, and now they've gone to marriage counseling. They're getting help. Marriages are being saved. And the most important that was thrilled to me is there's several people who have come to Jesus.
Yes.
By going to my movie, our movie.
Yeah, that is so incredible. The blind, I mean, the success of this movie has been phenomenal, no doubt. You know, God sanctifies, you know, Miss Kay, God sanctifies. He puts his hand on something and it doesn't come back void. You had to be very vulnerable, you and Phil and the family, and very brave to say, okay, we're going to put it out there on the big screen. And it wasn't, in no way, I mean, you can sense right away, this wasn't about you and Phil. This was, as you said earlier, and which has been consistent about everything that I've heard about you, that Phil's bragged about you both, is that you're about redeeming souls. You're about bringing souls into the kingdom, and that's awesome.
That's correct.
Well, I'll tell you, this is awesome. It's been a great blessing, a real-life inspiration. The blind New York Times best-selling author, wife to Phil Robertson. Miss Kay Robertson has been with us. Miss Kay, God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, and Merry Christmas, huh?
Okay, thank you, and all that to you, too.
Take care. God bless.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to